Blog Talk Radio.
Going on with this, but hallelujah, but we will try it another time. Refresh the page. Praise God. I want to thank him. That's it, brothers. We want to thank him for the good, bad, and the ugly. Hallelujah. Thank him. Yeah.
Thank you.
For the good, and I'm thankful for the bad. I think that I'm thankful that I've been on top, and I thank God that I've been at the bottom. I know what it is to be abased, and then I know what it is, you understand, to be down. See, some people, they just know one way, but when God have allowed you to see all of that, the good, bad, and the ugly, when he let you see what it truly means to have, and then he let you see what it is to not have, when he let you see what people will do to you, and then he let you see what people won't do to you. I mean, there's so much to be thankful for. I don't even know where it started. But I can start here. I'm thankful for the word of God, because it's in that word of God that I get light. It is in the word of God that I get truth. So welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We come, Father God, blessing you today for all you have been to us and for us according to your word. I thank you, Father God, for awakening us to this fresh anointing. I thank you for awakening us into a fresh life on a day-to-day basis. Every day we get in our word, we're able to see you a little bit more. So we're not going to stumble, nor slumber, or sleep, as far as that goes. But we're going to be wide open, and we're going to give you the thanks and give you the glory for opening our eyes and our minds and our spirits. Thank you, Father God, for healing those who've asked for healing. I'm going to go ahead on and profess it and claim it. I'm going to call those things to be not as though they were. So I thank you for the physical healing, because truly it's a miracle of healing. And I thank you, Father God, for the past, as some say, out of their thinking or teaching, because God's word says, I am the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. If you heal yesterday, you'll heal today. And if you heal today, you'll heal tomorrow. So the works that I do, your word declare, that we shall do also, and greater works. So I thank you, Father God, for your promises. Because it's on your promises, Father God, that we'll heal. Jesus is the Lord of life. He's the Lord of sickness. He's the Lord over disease. You have power over everything. That's why I decree and declare that you, Lord, you're the master of all of this stuff. And I know you can if you will. I know you can do it, Father God. But we thank you for whatever we're dealing with. The Bible says Jesus had bore our sickness. He bore it in his body on the tree. So I am dead to what I thought it was, but alive until I know what it is, and that is the word of God. Thank you, Father God. No evil shall befall us. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that this temple belongs to you. It's not ours. We have a new temple. So we're just living through this one. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that your word declare and decree that whatever we ask and not doubt, but believe it, it shall come to pass. So we make demands on these bodies. We tell these bodies to line up to the word of God, that they may be healed according to the word of God. Heal of every tumor, everything that's not like you. I thank you, Father God, for delivering us from the authority of the darkness. I thank you for it. Every organ, every tissue, we declare and decree that it has to line up to the word of God. It must line up to the word of God. It must function like it's supposed to function, your Father God, but it will become pure to your word. It will not hear your word. It has to. Your word is manifest in our body, causing certain growth to disappear. And then, Father God, we ask you to do your thing with some of these doctors, that they will diagnose the right case, and the nurses, that they may administer the right medicines. So we're thankful for that. We're thankful for what you're doing for Israel and in Israel. We pray, Father God, for the families that lost a 19 that died on last night. I pray, Father God, that you give them comfort and let them know that there's a God that rule and super rule. Let them reach out to you, Father God, and they'll call on your holy name. Now, I ask these and all blessings in Christ's name and for his sake. I do pray, and everybody agree with this, said amen. Amen. We're going to have we got a couple of people listening today. Praise God. Pastor got some things going on at her place, so she can only listen. And if she can be able to get away, she will. If not, that's why you may not hear her today. We have a other that's doing some things. But however, today is Thankful Thursday. Thankful Thursday. And we got plenty of time. That is not an excuse. We got plenty of time. So if anybody on here that's thankful, or you want to share, or you want to let the enemy know that you are thankful and that Jesus is Lord over your life, or wherever, press one and we'll let you in. Hallelujah. Because you have the victory. You ain't going to. It's already yours. See, God just wants us to be bold with it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Evangelist Sharon. Hallelujah. Would that be you, Evangelist Sharon?
Yes, it's me. And I want to let the devil know that I'm thankful for you, Pastor Beasley, Pastor Bell, and Sister Renee, who introduced me to what I'm thankful for today, the scripture, by his stripes, I am healed. I've been healed from drugs, alcoholism, prostitution, a whole criminalization. I've been healed from a lot of things.
Thank you.
Let alone not even talking about medically what I've been healed from. My ailments, you know, or they said I had a month or 6 weeks to live. That was last year. That was last year. God is good, let me tell you. And you can't. You know, you plug in your TVs because you know that's where the electricity comes. Plug into God because you know that's where your source of your faith and your strength come from. So you stay plugged in. That's all I have to say. And I'm thankful for also the scripture, lean not into your own understanding. trusting the Lord. I don't know the number.
Proverbs 3 and 5.
I love that, because guess what? You know, it doesn't matter if you have your master's degree, your PhD, what college you went to, or what level of success you're at, you know, in your company or whatever, it has nothing to do with your success with the Lord. Your faith has everything to do. Trust in Him. So all those accolades, all what you know, and if we put it all together, we still won't know what God knows. If we take all of our knowledge in the world and put all our schoolings in and all our heads together, you know, every millions of people, we still wouldn't have the knowledge that God had. So but we don't have to put all our heads together. We know we'll never have it because we won't meet everybody in the whole world. But we do know we have it through God, Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So trust in Him, and you have everything. Amen. God bless everybody. Yes. Have a nice day.
Oh, wow. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. So happy to hear from you. Hallelujah. Anyone else? That's powerful. That's powerful. It's kind of lining up with what we're talking about when you're talking about faith. See, faith is trusting, relying, depending on something. And our faith is in the Word of God. Our trust
that's
is
right,
in the Word of God.
Amen, amen.
We have to have that. When something, and I'll never forget, I don't know why, this is one of the most powerful testimony Evangelist Sharon had ever made when she said, you know, you can't live without oxygen. Think about it, brothers and sisters. That's the way we have to look at the Word of God. You have to trust it like that.
Amen.
And without it, you're
going to
die. You're going to die.
Amen. Amen.
You got to have it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You got to have that. You got to have oxygen. Nobody I know is living without oxygen. It may
that's
be a tank, maybe, but you got to have oxygen. And so when the Bible says man must live, you must live, because you can't live without it. You can't live without it. But I thank
Amen.
You for that. I thought about Proverbs 3 and 5. Listen, brothers and sisters, if you ever get a chance to really ask the Holy Spirit what that means, because it's one of my favorite scriptures, well, but see, God had taken me to the very first verse, and He made it personally. Now, see, I didn't have a father growing up. So when I read this, it was like my father talking to me, a daddy talking to me, my daddy giving me instruction. So He said,
oh, okay.
My son, my son, that made me feel great, man, my son. You know what that means to a young man when he hears his daddy calling him
personal.
Son?
Amen.
You know, it's the same as when a woman, that's my daughter right there. This is my fine daughter. Boy, that put something in you. But when I read this, it says, my son, forget not my laws, but let thine heart keep my commandment. I went, oh, my word. I mean, it's more than a friend. I mean, son.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He said,
yeah.
Teach you something. He said, because if you listen to me, he says, for the length of your days and long life and peace shall thy add to thee. See, when you listen to God, you add long life. Your days are going to be longer. A lot of
hallelujah.
It's because they done listened to the Word of God. They done heard from God. You want
amen.
Long life?
Amen.
Do that. Then
amen.
He says, and let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Don't
amen.
Don't let
that's
it
right.
go.
Amen.
Keep mercy.
Hallelujah.
Keep truth right there. Don't lose your grip on it. How about that? Don't lose your grip on God's mercy. Hey, let me tell you, brother, so sometimes mercy works when nothing else. When you go before the courthouse. That's sort of like what Evangelist Shan was talking about. Okay, how much education you got, how much knowledge, how many degrees. Sometimes you go before the court and you have to just say, mercy. I watched about 3-4 attorneys here in Georgia on this racketeering case. Had to do with Trump, and that was 19 juror people who, man, 3 or 4 of them, they just laid themselves at the judge for mercy. Because they know they were guilty.
Amen. Yes.
See, they know.
Yes.
I mean, they've been to school. They know law. They know all of this. But there come a point in time when none of that works when you're guilty.
Amen.
So you need mercy.
Amen.
So they laid themselves on the foot of the courts and said, have mercy. And then they gave him a fine and said, okay, we're going to pardon you in this area and that area, but you're going to have to testify. See, that's mercy, man. When you should be being punished for something, but mercy say, you know what? I'm going to hold off right now. I'm not going to let this happen to you right now. See, that's what mercy does. And I'll be honest with you, guys. Man, I've been riding on mercy a long time. A long time. It's been God's mercy. It's why I'm here right now. Then he says the truth. He says, forsake not the truth. Don't forsake. Bind it about thy neck with there upon thy table of thy heart. Keep it in your spirit. The truth is the word of God. You have to keep that. You have long life if you do it. Don't lose your grip. See, to lose mercy is to lose God's love. It's to lose God's loyalty. You don't want to lose that. You want to keep them blessings flowing. So don't let mercy or God's kindness and his truth, don't let it leave you. Keep it. I don't care what it's going through. Reach and grab a scripture. Or if you can't think of the scripture, do like Evangelist Sharon said a moment ago. She just think about it. She knows it's there. Don't know how to put my hand, but I know it's there, Lord, and I'm hanging on to it, see? And then you get to the point that it says in that fourth verse, so shall thy find favor. That's God's grace, man. You're going to find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man, not just God and man. And then here comes that powerful scripture that says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Then he says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him.
Yes.
All the, what you do, acknowledge him. What you do, it doesn't matter. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Stop being wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. That did something to me. Brother and sister said one time, especially
Amen.
On the other day when God
Amen.
Told me that we need to repent. And repent meaning that you're not doing it man's way or your way. You're going to do it God's way. And I find that is powerful. All along, we've been doing different stuff. But when you repent, is you turn from that way, you say, you know, Lord, I'm going to do it your way. That's what true repentance is, making that quality decision that you're going to do it God's way.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
What true
Amen.
Repentance is. So I thank you so much, Evangelist.
Hallelujah. For
Sharon, for that testimony. That's awesome. That's awesome. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not some of it, but all of it. And when you say lean not to your own understanding, what that means is you're going to repent from your, you're going to say, Lord, I'm going to do it your way. I see, that's what repenting is, making that decision that you're going to give the word of God and you're going to do it God's way. Because that's what faith is. See, it's trusting in God.
Yes.
Trusting God for everything. And you have to do it from the bottom of your heart.
Yes.
Don't try to figure it out. Lord, I need an answer from you. On everything, I'm going to put it on you, Lord. And then start listening to God's voice. Listen to what he's going to tell you. See, I can tell when you listen. You may not know the scripture, but God said, trust me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's powerful.
With all your heart, yes.
All of it.
Yes.
That part of it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Have anyone else? Thankful Thursday. Just press one, and we'll let you in. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Press one. Maybe somebody trusting God for something today. I don't know. That's a powerful scripture. Well, if you is, what you do is you find the scripture and you stand on it. See, that's a real meaning of faith. That's the real meaning of faith. And that's where we kind of like left off yesterday. He's talking about the meaning of faith.
Yes.
The Bible gives the definition. And that through centuries, Bible scholars have given many theological views to the meaning of faith. But the Bible gives the best meaning of faith, but you got to understand the meaning of it. The only definition of faith is stated in Hebrews 11 and 1. Hebrews 11 and 1. And I think I'll just go there because I want you to see, to hear that, but to understand it, it's another. And I want you to have the revelation knowledge of what they're really saying. You may not see it, because you may not have unpacked that thing. But in Hebrews 11 and 1, he says, now. And first of all, so faith has to be right now. That's really important. If it's not now, it's not faith. Okay? But faith is now. So the Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And he goes on and tells you about how the elders, how they obtained a good report, thought through faith that the worlds were framed. He get into all of that. But go back to that first verse for a moment. I want to get you to see this. Faith is, first of all, is triumphant to know that. Faith means you're going to win. Because, see, faith means you want to please God. And if you don't use it, you can't please it. So what is this thing called faith? The Bible says it's the substance. So what is substance? What is substance? That's what you're depending on. So if somebody said, oh, I'm believing by faith. Well, wait a minute. What scriptures you standing on? Don't tell me you believe in, you got faith in something and you can't tell me a scripture. Because if you do that, you're in error. You got to have a scripture because the Bible just said faith is the substance. The scripture has to be your substance. Yeah. And let me stick something in there right quick because a lot of times people, they miss this. But in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, it says this, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnishing unto all good works. Well, what are you saying? I'm saying these scriptures God have given us for revelation knowledge is for inspiration. Yeah. So because you heard it one way that yesterday don't mean that it's not true today. You got revelation on
That's
it
right.
Because you had the inspiration and Come it came on. From yeah. God. And the Bible says it's possible Amen. For doctoring. Reproof.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the scripture for. It's for reproof. It's for correction. A lot of times people need to be corrected. For instruction in righteousness. And that's where I am. I want to instruct you in righteousness based on the word of God. So faith is the word of God. That's what I submit to you today. Faith is the
Amen.
Word of God. Well, how do you get more faith? By getting more word. So faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So don't tell me, oh, I'm just standing on my faith. Well, okay, that's fine. I agree with you. Now, what scripture are you standing on? Because if you're not standing on a scripture, you're not standing on faith. I told you yesterday, I call that PP stuff. Got to get away from that PP stuff. That's people poison. PP is people poison. They'll poison you. If you listen to them, instead of listening to the word of God, you're listening to people. That's poison. Now, does that mean everything spewed out people's mouth is poison? No. That's why you got the, in James 1, it teaches us that you have to be swift to hear, slow to speak. You got to hear everything. But then you examine it with the Bible. You try the spirit by the spirit, or you try the word by the word.
Yes.
If it's God or not. Because everything fulfilled, it is God. Told you on yesterday.
That's right.
Because you,
that's right.
You say it's a car. Well, okay. How I know it's a car? You say you're living by your faith. So that means I could just take my bicycle and park it in the garage and say that's a car. Because I said it don't mean it's a car because it's in the garage. That doesn't mean that. I'm telling you, people are going to put on a lot of costumes here in a few days. And some of them are going to look like ghosts. But because they say that's a ghost, that don't mean they're ghosts. Or because they're a devil or whatever they're putting on. Listen, brothers and sisters, you got to have something, some kind of substance. Man, I wish I had scripture. I mean, I wish I had time. It really tells you how important it is for us to understand that substance, this is about substance, man. What kind of substance do you have? See, anybody can make stuff come out their mouth. But my question would be, what kind of substance or what is your substance? Maybe that's a better way of, I should say, what is your substance? Maybe people don't understand what when I say that, what I'm really saying. You got to have something you're depending on. You know, you got to have something you're relying on. So when you say, oh, my faith, okay, I don't have a problem with that. Just tell me what substance you got. What's your substance? Because substance, first of all, needs to be essential. It needs to be fundamental sound. And then it doesn't necessarily have to be a practice, but it has to be the most important thing there is. Because it's your substance. That's what you're depending on. It has to be more than just potential. It has to be more than that. It has to be something you base what you're saying on. And yes, it can be developed. Yes, it can be bigger. But it has to be something, and not only that,
amen,
it has to be possibility there. When you say, oh, I'm healed. I know the Lord's going to heal me. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. But it's more, you validate it by saying what the Bible says over there in 1 Peter, that by his stripes I'm healed. See, then you got substance. You got something you can depend on. Yeah. So that's what faith
is. Amen. Amen.
That's what faith is. It's having a scripture that you're standing on. So now, with that being said, watch this. Watch this. With that being said, watch this. I want y'all to hear this now. So the word of God become what I depend on. Isn't that what God told us anyway? Not an idea. Not a phenomenon out there. But we got some real stuff now. We got some real stuff.
Yeah.
So the meaning of the scripture is that one with faith has spiritual insight to rely on God, his word, even though there is no evidence in sight. This explains
Second
Corinthians 4:18. See, faith is taking God at his word. That's what faith is. So in your prayer life, faith is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, matter of fact, his will is his word. If we ask according to his will, Now, a lot of times folks say, well, I don't know if it's the will of God. Come on, dummy. Come on now. You know it's God's will that you be healed. It ain't God's will that you be sick, diseased. That ain't all God. God's will, above all, that you prosper and be in good health. 1 John 5.
Amen.
So faith is pleasing God. Without it, it's impossible to please him. I read that somewhere. I want to say I read it over there
yes.
in Hebrews 11 and 6. And let me tell you, Romans 12 and 3 says faith is a gift. Faith is the gift of the Father. So don't misuse that gift. And then remember what a gift is. A gift is something you have to receive. So you receive that word. Remember over there in St. John 1, as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the son. They receive it. It's about receiving some stuff. Stop fighting God. Start receiving it. Faith is a gift of God, the Holy Spirit. In Galatians 5:22, make that real plain. Now, there's degrees of level of the word of God. That's why he says in Matthew 14:31, there's a measure. Maybe it was in Matthew 8:26, but he said to them, oh, ye a little
Amen.
Faith.
That's right.
Oh, ye a little faith. So if there's little faith, there got to be great faith. If there's a small amount,
yes.
there has to be a large amount. So he says, oh, ye of little faith. So Jesus used this statement when he stilled the waves and told, and I've said this before, but, you know, come on, Jesus, cut him some slack. And I'm going like, well, why would you tell Jesus cut him some slack? When he said all they needed was just a one word, just one scripture. See, if you had the faith of a grain of a mustard seed. So when Jesus stood out and rebuked the wind and told the sea, peace be still, that was nothing. Jesus said, man, that ain't nothing. You could have did that. You just got to live. I mean, your faith is so small. It's very little. And you know what I learned in that? I'm glad you asked me. I learned that the devil wants you to keep your mouth shut. He'll never want you to say you're healed. He wants you to say you're going to be healed. Man, that's pride. See, pride won't let you go on out there and step out there and say, yeah, it's done. It's a done deal. It's a DD. It's a done deal. God's not going to. He done did it. Well, I don't see it. Well, you ain't supposed to see it because that's your substance. That you believe in for what you're hoping for. It's the evidence of things not seen. That's what it is. You don't see it. You ain't supposed to see it. Because if you can see it, then it ain't faith. So I'm going to say two more scriptures in. Faith works, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Oh, I was talking about when Peter walked out on the water and he became afraid. But one thing he did do, he recognized. He had to put his eye back on Jesus. And sometimes we walk out, brothers and sisters, you got to keep your eyes on Jesus. Why? Because he is the author and finisher of our faith. He knows what's going on with faith. He's the author. So a step into faith is a step into his grace. Like I said, there's little faith, and then there's weak faith. Because I read something on the other day. When Paul taught the church to receive weak in faith. Now, some people say it was Paul's writing, and I kind of question that, the book of Romans, because I think it's about that 16th chapter where the writer talks about he's writing to the Romans. But that's another debate for another time. But either way, the church at Rome was weak in faith. So the church should not argue over the question of personal liability when the things are not forbidding in Scripture. So when we read and we understand that there are people who doesn't have as much scripture as you have, or doesn't have much scripture as you have, or don't know the word like you know, it's okay. Here's what we're to do, and this is a commandment too. He says, bear one another's burden. Man, yeah, we're to help bear one another's burden. You're to tell somebody for that scripture. You're to help her memorize it. Do everything you can to help them. See, that's what we're to help people in scripture. Keep your money, keep your silver and gold. I'd rather have the word of God. I told you when Evangelist Sharon said that, I don't know, three years ago, when she said the word is just like oxygen. And man, I tell you, I don't know if anything ever hit me so hard. You got to have oxygen. Well, what are you saying? You got to have faith, because you got to have it. And faith is the word of God. And if you don't have faith, you are not living by the word of God. So Matthew 4 become a reality. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth. In other words, you got to live by your faith. Rebecca, you got to live by your faith, not mine, yours. So meaning you got to have a word from God. So when you get to read in 11th chapter, and I'm closing, when you get to read the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, that's all they talk about. Everybody act of faith. And then God tells you right off the bat that without it, it's impossible to please him. So when I hear that, I think about what I said. Evangelist Sharon said it's impossible to live without oxygen. So it's impossible.
Right.
It's impossible to please God without his word. Because, see, God believes
Amen.
In his word.
That's right.
He believes, the Bible said heaven and earth are passed away before his word. But everybody in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, I mean, you could start with Noah. It doesn't matter where you start. These people was rewarded because of their faith. Because by faith in Noah, in other words, he had a word from God. How I know that? The Bible says he was warned by God. That's a word from God. That's faith. God gave him a word right there.
Amen.
What was going to happen. So, see, he had faith. Every one of them, when you get to reading, you'll see even Abraham, the Bible says he was called. Abraham heard God call. That was a word from God. And God made him a promise. That's a word from God. Everybody in the book of Hebrews, what they all have in common is the same thing we have in common, and that's faith. Having a word from God, having God promise, if it's a piece of land or whatever it is. The Bible said by faith, even Sarah, look at her, 99 years old. I'm telling you, she was not that strutting peacock like she was when she was young. If anybody tell you they're the same when they were 19 and they're 100 or 80 or 60, or 50, they lie. Your body did a change from 19 to 50. If it ain't, I need to see you.
Amen.
Here this woman, 90, 100 years old, talking about having a baby. But here's what happened with Sarah. The Bible says that because God told her that he was going to give her strength to have this child. See, she had a word from God that it was going to happen. She was laughing at first until God had a conversation with her. And she was able to deliver the child. But I'm gonna stop right there. Anybody else have anything they want to be thankful for? Thankful Thursday, just press 1. Anything you want to share, just press 1. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone? Oh, okay. Praise God. Evangelist Pastor Marilyn.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How you doing, Pastor Beasley and Pastor Bell and everyone else on the line? I'm thankful that as my mother goes into surgery today, that she will come out whole. I'm thankful that God is and his angels are present in the midst of everything that's going on, and I'm believing and having faith that he is going to bring her out.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Amen. Huh? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Well, we're going to believe with you. We're standing with you. We're agreeing with you.
Amen.
That
yes,
the doctors
we do.
Will do their part. They will diagnose
Amen.
The right case. The nurse
mm-hmm.
will administer the right medicine. Everything going to
yes.
go smooth. And then at the end,
yes.
God's going to get the glory because he's going to do the healing. See, after everybody has did their job, then God steps in and God does the healing. See, I don't
Amen.
Care how many degrees you have. That doesn't get you healed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how well
mm-hmm.
you're. You know, some nurses, they brag on about what a great sticker they are.
Mm-mm.
They can get that thing.
No.
But that
Mm-mm.
ain't what gets you healed. The healing
yes.
is in God. So I thank
God.
You for
Amen.
Yeah. The healing
Hallelujah.
Already. Everybody do their part because God's
mm-hmm.
going to do the healing. Because it's by his stripes you are healed. It's by
mm-hmm.
his stripes
mm-hmm.
you are healed. So she's
he
healed.
Amen.
You can go ahead on and rejoice. She's healed. I want to
Amen.
Rejoice for the rest of the day. Because she's healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But thank you so much. We got Evangelist Renee. Hallelujah. Okay, I thought that was Evangelist Renee. I'm going to take her a second here. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm just talking away and nobody hears me. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am
so right.
for God's healing
Amen.
Powers.
Amen.
He didn't have to lose. I am going to be released. From the hospital today. They got me tuned up. So I thank the Lord for his healing powers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Without him, you know, where would I be? If it hadn't been
yeah.
for the Lord, where
would I be? That's right.
Mm-hmm. Thank him, thank him, thank him. In Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for that. Being released from
Amen.
The hospital today. That's
Amen.
Awesome. You know, that's what I like about that sister. If she can get her phone turned on, wherever she at, she going to listen to the word of God. And I thank God for that. Everybody ain't there, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And, so she make it up. Because sometimes it's a sacrifice when you... on the road, when you different places,
yes.
you know,
yes.
situations going on, then you make this sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. You have to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, and then one thing we're supposed to be doing that she does, I always think about Romans 14, somewhere in there. I may have to read it through. But between the first verse and the sixth verse, it says something like, him that is weak in faith. They don't have like all the scriptures to stand on. Well, then the Bible said, receive ye. But now to doubt, we got to dispute. What we have to do when people don't, we have to help one another. We have to bear one another's burden. The Bible says, for one believeth that he is eat, to eat all things, doesn't matter. Then some people believe they got to eat herbs. See, people have different ideals and views about things, but it's okay. It's okay, brother and sister, because you don't know what evangelists are sharing or you don't know what Pastor Marilyn knows. It's okay. Just know that all you got to do is stand on that word. If you don't know where it's
Amen.
At, find it. Because, see, all these scriptures
Hallelujah.
Are given for doctrine, for reproof.
Hallelujah.
For exaltation, for inspiration. We have the word of God to make us better. That's what it's for.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
So, you know,
yes.
you don't try to esteem one person or download or one person because they're not where you are, whatever. You know.
Amen.
We're all operating in that same redemption, man, that same grace.
Amen.
But I thank each and every one of y'all. Anybody else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. I appreciate you all engaging. Hallelujah. I thank God for you. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, if not, we'll see you all on tomorrow.